and welcome to The Natural Life with Dr. Sam. Each week, I will be providing educational medical information on how your body functions and the ways to take care of yourself naturally and holistically. Mental health is a top health concern in Silver Bow County. To understand mental health, we need to explore how the nervous system works. I like to think of the nervous system as a telephone operator. It's our telephone exchange and its cables, or you can think of it as being your own internet. Receiving messages and then shifting and transmitting them in a more or less modified form to other parts of the body. The nervous system is made up of the brain, spinal cord, and a large network of nerve cells. The brain and spinal cord make up our central nervous system, which functions as the processing center, or the telephone operator, or central computer. The network of nerves is known as the peripheral nervous system that relays information between the brain and the rest of the body. There are two main types of nerves, motor and sensory. Motor allows the brain to control our muscles so we can move. Sensory carries signals to the brain telling it what is going on with the outside world. Think of your skin, touch, eyesight, tongue taste, nose smell, and ears hearing. Within the peripheral nervous system, there are the autonomic and somatic nervous systems. The autonomic works automatically and we do not have to think about these actions, like beating the heart and digesting the food. It contains the sympathetic, fight or flight, and parasympathetic, rest and digest systems. It would be pretty exhausting if we had to control these actions. The somatic is what we can actively control, like jumping with our legs or moving our arms. Each nerve is made up of many cells called neurons. Neurons have three basic parts: the cell body, which controls the neuron's actions and contains the genetic material, the dendrite, that kind of looks like branches of tree and receive messages from the cell, the axon, looks like a long tail and transmits messages from the cell. Neurons communicate with each other by sending chemicals called neurotransmitters across a tiny space called a synapse between axons and dendrites of neighboring neurons. As you can see, the nervous system is highly complex, but its actions are amazing. It is far more our body's servant than its ruler. This has been The Natural Life with Dr. Sam, brought to you by KBMF LP Butte. As always, when it comes to your health, you reap what you sow. Until next time, best of health, Butte.